Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show continues. Hour number two is underway. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Robin the Great Alonzo with you. 6 to 10 a.m. every single weekday, right here on the Fan Upstate 97.7 FM, Greenville 97.1 FM, Spartanburg, and all around the world for free. You're welcome on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Hey, by the way, I do want to tell you guys about a fun little thing that I genuinely think you're going to love, and I know I'm going to. On the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, if you haven't downloaded it yet, I'm about to give you the reason to do so. If listening to the dulcet tones of the great one every AM weren't enough for you.
You're welcome.
I have a new way. I have a new thing for you here. Grab the Odyssey app. Put it on your phone, your tablet, whatever. Okay? And go find the Fan Upstate. For those of you on the stream, it's going to look like this screen right here. All right? The Fan Upstate. Look, I'll even circle it with the ring light just so you get it. The Fan Upstate. And what you're going to notice is there's a... There's a new little feature on the Fan Upstate. When you go to the Fan Upstate's Odyssey app page and you pull it up, the first thing I need you to do is hit the heart button, the following button, and follow it, all right? What that's going to give you is when you log on to the Odyssey app, it's going to be the first station right there every time you just click it. You can play the station live anytime from 6 to 10 a.m., the Rob Brown Show. And then you've got Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel from 3 to 7 p.m. BetMGM tonight, 7 to 11 every night. Then, underneath the Fan Upstate, there's going to be two buttons. One of them says Listen Live. It's orange. It's right there. You can click that button, and anytime you click that button, would you look at this?
On the Odyssey app.
Right there.
D-A-C-Y.
It just starts playing the show, just like that. But next to that button, you're going to see a new button if you haven't opened the Odyssey app in a while. Next to that button is a little microphone button. If you click on that little microphone button, it's going to bring up our brand new feature, voice notes. Now, see, the fun thing is this. When you go to the Odyssey app and you click on that little microphone button, it's going to open up a second little screen. It's purple for those of you on the screen. It looks like that. You click.
Wow, we have orange and purple colors. Wonder where the person who did that went to school.
Well, I think that's just the Odyssey colors.
No, she went to school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did that.
Sneaky. I like it. I like that a lot, actually.
You would.
So, when you go and you click on that microphone button, it's going to bring you to another page. You click a second microphone button, and you can record a 60-second voice memo. And when you have done that, when you have finished recording your 60-second voice memo, it sends it directly to me. Which means that...
Why does it just go to you?
Well, to any of us that want to get on, but...
Okay, I mean, there are other people who work here.
I don't disagree. I'm going to check this every day. Okay?
Okay.
Every day.
All right.
And so, you don't have to call the show anymore. I want you to text the show.
Oh, 713-7.
Sorry, text
a whole
fan.
Lot. That daggum diesel.
Have at it. All right? Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstage page. Click on the little microphone app. And when you do, you can record a 60-second voice memo. And when you are done, it sends it directly to me. And here's my favoritest of my favorite parts. You can do it 24-7, 365. It can be 2:30 in the morning. You can be 9 bourbon and diets deep. I don't care. I don't care what you want to say, how you want to say it. You got 60 seconds. Click on that microphone, record your message, send it to me. You're going to hear it on the show if it's good. You may just get the satisfaction of knowing that you made me giggle like a schoolgirl with your hilarious, dirty, and inappropriate joke. Or the knowledge that I played it with Lonzo in the Fortress of Nerditude and we made each other uncomfortable by listening to your voice memo. All right?
See, that's asking for something totally different.
I want the worst you got.
No.
All right? If you want to unk Shannon Sharp it, have at it.
All right.
Go crazy.
No.
Go bananas.
No, really. Please don't do that.
If you want to Shannon Sharp the station, you have my blessing.
If you do that, please address it to Wire, because I don't want to hear that.
So go to the Odyssey app right now. If you don't have it, put it on your phone. Go to the Fan Upstage page, click that microphone button, record your 60-second memo. It can be during the show, before the show, after the show, in the middle of the night. I shan't care ever. Go to the Odyssey app, grab the, hit the microphone button, and when you do, drop that voice memo day, night, morning, afternoon, sleet, rain, shine, hail, I don't care. 60 seconds. Do your worst. Do your worst, Upstate South Carolina. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning. You got 54 minutes until you got to be to work. Or maybe your work doesn't have power and you're just hanging out listening to us this early.
6706. That's just dumb. I don't know when that.
It's 7:06 in the morning. You have 53 and a half minutes to be to work. Math is hard. I haven't had to do it in a while. Okay? So, if you don't have to go to work, congratulations. Hang out with me, Alonzo. We're all the way up till 10 a.m. If you do have to go to work, you're going to need to know what's going on in the world of sports. And if you do, you need this. Joey B said 60 seconds is twice as long as I need to Shannon Sharp it. That's what I'm talking about. That, but a voice memo, all right? On the Odyssey app, the Fan Upstate page, click the microphone button, drop that 60-second voice note to me anytime, day or night. I don't care. Let's get weird. Make it weird. Make it uncomfortable, all right? Let's have some fun.
Just you talking about it's making me uncomfortable.
Lonzo's very concerned.
Well, I've been in radio for nearly 30 years, and I have dealt with some of this stuff before. When I first started, that's all one of my main jobs was to pull off complaints off the complaint line, and it's just some people are really weird out there, Rob.
I love it. I love it.
I'm not sure Joe is one of them. He might be.
He's friends with me. Of course he is. Item number one.
Yeah, I gotta push.
Yeah, it's that. Item number one. We've been off for a week and a half. All right, people, give us a break. Cut us some slack.
I'm tired.
Relax. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two baseball games today. In all of Major League Baseball, there are just two being played between just two teams, with a third team on the outside watching with great interest. Why? Because today, two teams are earning a playoff bid in the National League, and one team is getting eliminated from said postseason. The games begin at at 1:10 this afternoon when Tyler McGill and Spencer Schwellenbach, representatives of the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves, kick off game one of a doubleheader being held at Truist Park in Atlanta, Georgia. And here's the fun thing. The Mets and the Bravos are both playing for a playoff berth this afternoon. There is a third team over in Arizona. The Diamondbacks await the results to find out if they may sneak in the back door. Here is the situation. The Braves and the Mets were supposed to play a three-game series last week, but the incoming Hurricane Helene and some money-grabbing thought processes from Major League Baseball postponed the back two games. Atlanta won the first game. Then Atlanta won on Saturday on the road to Kansas City. However, they gave one back yesterday. Had the Braves won last night, they would have clinched and these games would not have become necessary. Instead, the Braves lost yesterday. The Mets and the Diamondbacks both won, meaning that this doubleheader now matters. Atlanta-New York game 1, 1:10. Game 2, 4:40. Whoever wins the first game, they get wild card spot number 2. Whoever wins the first game, guaranteed in the playoff, the result of the second game becomes irrelevant to them. The result of the second game remains relevant to the loser of game one and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who await their destination. The winner of game one is in. If the loser of game one wins game number two, they are in. However, if the loser of game number one is also the loser of game number two, they are eliminated and the Diamondbacks will get in. So the Diamondbacks don't care whether it's the Mets or the Braves. They hope for a two-game sweep today. They hope whatever team wins game one also wins game two so that they find themselves in the playoffs. However, if the Braves and the Mets split these two games, then the Braves and the Mets will both be in the postseason as wild card teams. So these are two now massively important games. It's real simple. If you're the Atlanta Braves, win a game, you're in the playoffs. That's it. That's it. If you're the New York Mets, win a game, you're in the playoffs. If you're the Arizona Diamondbacks, you hope that either the Braves or the Mets lose both games. If one of these teams gets swept today, Arizona's in. If these two teams split today, both of them will be going to the postseason. That's all you need to know. Game number one, 1:10, Tyler McGill, Spencer Schwellenbach. Game number two, 4:40, Luis Severino, Chris Sale. The Bravos decided to throw Charlie Morton at the Royals yesterday. If you get the win, great. If you don't, you got your best on the bump today for a doubleheader against the Mets. You only got to win one of the two. Let's go to item number two. Ross Chastain finally got to smash a watermelon yesterday. The seventh generation watermelon farmer turned NASCAR stock car racer who has become known for his victory lane celebration of lifting a fruit? I think it's a fruit, right? Watermelon's a fruit?
It's definitely a fruit. Why
it's got to be a fruit, right?
It's on a vine.
And I believe it's a fruit, the seeds are on the inside. And that is why, if I recall correctly, strawberries are actually vegetables, not fruits.
Nuh-uh.
I believe that
strawberries
to be true.
Are not vegetables because they're on a vine.
That's not a thing.
Fruit on the vine?
I mean, that's a saying, but I don't believe fruit has to grow on a vine, as famously apples do not.
Yeah, I was going to say trees, yeah. I mean,
is a banana?
You know, trees are just like big vines.
Is a banana a fruit?
Towards the sky.
Botanically speaking, a banana is both a berry and a fruit. A strawberry is a fruit, but not, that was it. A strawberry is not a berry, even though we call it that. Strawberry is technically not a berry. That's why you come to the Rob Brown Show.
That is so weird. And what was the first thing that you were looking up?
I agree with it. It's very weird.
You were looking up if watermelon was a fruit, and you never actually got there.
Is watermelon a fruit or a vegetable? Like the pepper, tomato, and pumpkin, watermelon is a fruit botanically. It is the fruit of a plant originally from a vine of southern Africa, loosely considered a type of melon. Watermelon has a smooth exterior rind and a juicy, sweet interior flesh. I do not like when we call it flesh.
It's definitely flesh. You're eating the flesh of the vine. So does he smash it over his head?
No, on the ground. Drops it onto the ground.
That's
well, throws it onto the ground.
I want to see him doing a just right, you know, on the skull.
Nerds. Anyway, Ross Chastain got the win, took the lead from Martin Truex Jr. on a restart with 20 laps to go, had to fend off title contender William Byron for the rest of the ride to the finish line, but he did get it done. However, nobody cares about that. We care about the playoff drivers. William Byron, because he did not win the race, is not locked into the next round, but he is number one in the standings as we head this weekend to Talladega, Alabama. Bama for a little Super Speedway playoff racing. Truex was eliminated from the playoffs last week, finished third in what was likely his final Kansas race, but Chastain with the win, not a playoff driver. William Byron, second place, is behind those four. Came the next group of playoff drivers at this point. Carson Hocevar, not a playoff driver, but he brought out the final caution of a wreck-filled day. After that spot, and then it was just on down the line. Ryan Blaney had a loose left wheel in the final stage, rallied to finish fourth, giving the defending champs postseason hopes a big boost. Ty Gibbs was fifth, followed by four more playoff contenders. Alex Bowman was sixth. Christopher Bell, seventh, after a couple of scrapes with the wall. Denny Hamlin had a problem on pit road, salvaged an eighth-place finish, and Chase Elliott finished in the top 10 at number 9 after starting at the rear of the field due to an engine change. That's where we stand right now. Blaney and Bell, 6 points behind Byron in the playoff standings. Larson, another 10 back. Joey Logano is in the eighth and final spot. Behind him, behind the cutoff line, is Ty Reddick, four points behind and 14 ahead of Daniel Suarez, Briscoe, and Austin Cindric are the other players in peril with two races left before the next cutoff. Let's go to item number three. Very quickly, because we're going to talk about these games at length, after a weekend of football, let's take a look at our Palmetto State football roundup. We won't spend a ton of time on it, mainly because we already did. The Carolina Panthers fall 34-24 yesterday to the Cincinnati Bengals. If you missed our breakdown of that game, you can go listen to it in the first hour of the show. We will also get to X's and O's not played by the quarterbacks coming up in the next hour of the show when we do our NFL Week 4 rundown. Back to collegiate football we go. The Clemson Tigers were at home, did decide to play that game despite the impact of Hurricane Helene on the area. They knock off a gritty Stanford team, 40-14. Was your final in that one. Cade Klubnik, 15 of 31, but 255 yards, four touchdowns, and one interception in that game. Phil Moffa, 10 carries to 58 yards, though he did average 5.8 yards per carry, but it was Bryant Wesco Jr. who was the breakout player of the day. Two snags, a buck 04, and a tutty through the air. Cole Turner had a receiving touchdown as well. Three catches for 61 yards. Olsen Pat Henry had a touchdown on his two for 24 yards. And Jake Brenningstuhl, two catches, just 8 yards, but did have a touchdown from the tight end position as well. A good all-around performance out of the Clemson Tigers, as it looks like their offense may have found a little something-something to be proud of after that game against the Appalachian State Mountaineers. The offense is kicked back into high gear. South Carolina was on the bye week this week. Why? Because they take on the Ole Miss Running Rebels. Up next, Ole Miss upset by Kentucky this weekend. Now all of a sudden, they look like a beatable football team. In this game this weekend, Gamecocks, Rebels. It's got a little juice to it now, doesn't it? Now all of a sudden, there's a little tea to be sipped. Coming up on Saturday at 3:30, when on ESPN, the Running Rebels and the South Carolina Gamecocks get it on over in Columbia, South Carolina. We got to run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, give you some of the most recent updates we have about hurricane relief around the area. I do know that there are a few hundred line crews around the area working their butts off to get power restored. I'll give you the updates that we do have. If you, by the way, if you have any updates across the upstate, send them to me, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N, 71307. We'll give you as much as we know when we come back. Rob Alonso and you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I got a couple of things I want to jump on here as we keep an eye on hurricane relief around the area. I know there are a bunch of y'all still without power. Number one.
Us.
Including us. Both of us. Be patient. I you all know this already. Not only is there a ton of damage around the area. There are giant trees down. There are power poles down everywhere. This is going to be a process, and I know that it is frustrating. I know that it is annoying. I know that it is hot. I know that not having air conditioner, for those of you that don't, is a pain. I know that there's a lot of frustration built up right now, but be patient, all right? Because I can tell you for a fact that there are line crews around the upstate busting it for long stretches of time to get everything back up and running. But it's not just that. There are folks out there that are having to cut up oak trees that are older than the country to get them out of the way so that those line crews can get where they need to be and can get to the wires they need to get it back up and running. So be patient. It is going to take some time. And it, again, I know that there's a lot of work that needs to be done by some of us at our individual houses, community to community, neighborhood to neighborhood, town to town, city to city. Be patient. All right. It's going to take time. And the point that you allow your frustration to start impacting others, you delay the process, all right? I promise you, these folks are out there working as hard as they can, as quickly as they can to get this done. And if you pull up and go full carrot on them because you haven't had AC in 2 or 3 days, you're not speeding the process up. You're slowing it down, all right? Relax, calm down, let these people work. They are busting it. I do know that there are hundreds of out-of-town line crews that are in the area. I was told on Saturday by a gentleman out of North Carolina that there were something like 20,000 line crews driving their trucks from the other side of the Rocky Mountains to get here. All right. It takes time to get here. It takes time to get set up. It takes some time to get working. Give it time. Give it time. Give them time to get where they need to be. Give the folks that have to clear these trees out of the way time to do that. Give time to the folks that have to dig out, time to dig out, etc. They're working on it, I promise. Now, with all of that being said, there's a couple of other things I want to say. There were two different things on Saturday that jumped out at me. Excuse me, Friday that jumped out at me. Friday morning, I woke up, no power, with a giant oak tree down in my backyard that missed the window I sleep under by about 4 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, and a big tree that fell across my driveway. I was locked in. I could not leave Friday morning. And I said, all right, I don't know when, I don't know how, but I'm going to have to get out there with a chainsaw and go knock that thing down. I was sitting on the couch as the wife and I were like, all right, what's our plan of attack here? How are we going to handle this, right? Like, we've got to be able to get out of here, but we got a tree across the driveway. The bottom of the yard's flooded. Like, what do we do here? And somebody knocked on my door. And I was like, oh, great, right? Because the first thought I had is, there's folks already out there trying to capitalize on this. Not great. So I opened the door, and it was a kid named Nick who lives three houses down from me. He knocked on the door, and he said, hey, we haven't met. My name's Nick. I live right in that house over there. I see there's a tree down across your driveway. Can I help you move it? And I was like, I just don't have any cash on me. Because I don't carry cash, right? I don't carry cash. I'm like, I don't have any cash on me. He's like, no, I don't want to get paid. You can't get out. I got a chainsaw. I'm ready to work. Can I help you? I was like, dude, it's like 11:30 in the morning. Like, you're not telling me there's nothing you got to do at your house. He's like, we got work, but we can get out of my house. Can I help you? This young man came over with his own chainsaw, his own gas, and he sat there and he carved up a tree that was across my entire driveway so I could leave my house. That was it. More of that, please. Because let me tell you the other thing that I saw. We got a little generator that we run, all right? It's not a big one. It's a little generator. But it's enough to run, you know, the fridge, the freezer, a lamp, charge our phones, all the stuff we need, the stuff we have to have day to day. So what I didn't have was gas in the gas cans. There was one gas station on my side of town, one gas station that was open. So I drove over to that gas station knowing full well I'm going to have to wait in the line. All right, so is everybody else. That's okay. So I packed up the two cans. I drove over to the gas station, fully anticipating, sit in line, wait your turn, get gas. Hope there's enough. If there's not, it is what it is. We'll just be uncomfortable till the next truck shows up. Pulled up, got in line, and waited. And I saw two things that drove me up a wall. The first thing I watched was not one, not two, not three, but four people in trucks that drove between cars that were in line, jumped over the curb into the parking lot to jump the line to get gas. The second thing I saw was a young lady in a silver, I don't remember what it was, like a weird, one of those weird shaped cars, right? Who I watched.
Like a Scion?
Yeah, I don't know which one it was. It was a
box, basically?
It was like boxy, but it was small. It was like a car size. It wasn't the full Scion, but it was like that shape, but small. Anyway, doesn't matter. I watched this young lady drive past what is very clearly the line to get into the gas station, drive past it, then get to the turn lane to turn into the road that turns into the gas station, force her way into the line at the red light to jump, not exaggerating, but a mile's worth of cars. So, because the line wasn't moving, I got out of my vehicle and I knocked on her window. And when she rolled her window down, I said, I'm really sorry. I don't know if you saw, but this is the line to get in the gas station. And she said, I know, but I'm almost out of gas. To which I said, yeah, so is everybody in the line. That's why we're in the line. Now, for those of you that know Rob Brown, you know I despise confrontation. It terrifies me. I don't like it. Lonzo's seen it. We get in trouble with the boss. I am quiet as a church. You want to know how to shut me up? Yell at me. Because I'm done. I shut down immediately.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm not that.
No, but I am. I despise confrontation. I do not confront people unless they start to put other people into a bad spot. Then I will. If you say, you impact me, I'll take it. You start putting other people in a bad spot, I'm going to speak out. Knocked on this young lady's window. She rolled down her window. I'm like, I don't know if you noticed this, ma'am. Respectfully, this is the line to get gas. You just jumped the whole line. She said, I know, but I'm almost out of gas. Yeah, so is everybody else in the line. That's why we're in the line. I said, yes, I understand that, but so am I. And so is the guy behind me and behind me. Everybody in this line is waiting to get gas. Respectfully, could you please go to the end of the line and wait your turn? She goes, no, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm like, I'm really sorry about that, but that doesn't give you the right to jump. Because at this point, I have been in line an hour, okay? I'm like, it doesn't give you the right to jump the line when people have been waiting for an hour for gas. Get in the back of the line, turn your car off, and turn it on when you can move up. Okay? And she's like, yeah, no, I can't do that. I have to get back home. I'm like, we all want to go. At this point, it's everything I have not to yell. Yes, I know. We all want to go back home. So between the four people who jumped the curb in their truck to cut the line and this person, I lost my mind. So here's what I'm going to say. I need you all, and I know that most of you aren't these people, but if you are one of these people and you're listening to this show, I want you to know, first and foremost, we all think you suck, all right? We all think you suck. You're a bad person. If you're the dude or the dudette who is jumping the line or who is jumping curbs so that you don't have to wait, you suck, and you're a bad person and nobody likes you, and I hope you have somewhere deep in the black of your soul, I hope you have shame. I hope there's somewhere in there you've not completely lost the capability to feel shame. You suck, and you should feel ashamed for what you did. If you're one of those people that, and you happen to be listening, you should be ashamed of yourself. Your mama taught you better. At least I hope they did, okay?
Maybe she didn't.
And if she didn't,
could be
learn.
Part of the problem.
Learn better, all right? Be better. Here's the thing. You're not more important than everyone else, all right? You're not, but there is not a person that was in that line that you're more important than. Not one. And I don't care what's happening. You're not. You're just not. Okay? So here's what I'm going to say. And it's I know when adversity strikes, it's easy to start looking at me first. I got it. Zombie movies are so legit, dude. Like, between COVID and this, zombie movies are legit. The minute there's adversity, a lot of people start looking out for number one and they don't give a damn who they hurt in the process. Trust me when I tell you this. I've been through a lot of hurricanes and I've been through a lot of hurricane relief. All right. I grew up on the Florida Panhandle. It's part of the gig. Everything moves more smoothly if you look out for the people around you, not just yourself. I promise. Everything. I know you think everything's faster and easier if I just start going, if I just take care of me, look out for number one. I get it. But I promise you, everything moves smoothly and faster if you just look out for that. If you pop in that line and everybody pops in that line and everybody waits in that line's going to go as quick as those gas pumps can get turned over. All right. But if you got people jumping curbs and cutting lines and wedging into traffic and running lights and all that, the line gets backed up and it takes longer for everybody. You're not more important than anyone else. Neither am I. Neither is Lonzo. None of us are more important. Do us a favor. Look out for your brethren. Look out for your brother. Look out for your sister. Because I promise you, if you do, we all come out better for it. If you're out there yelling at linemen that they're taking too long or yelling at the guy with a chainsaw that he's blocking the road trying to cut a tree down, you're not making the process faster. You're making it slower. You're taking away from the effort. All right? So take your time. By the way, if there's a traffic light out, it's a four-way stop, for God's sakes. You've all taken driving school, all right? It's a four-way stop. It's not a four-way stop if you think about it. It's not a four-way stop if the guy next to you stops. Not a four-way stop if the guy, it's a four-way stop. Every time, every one of them, all right? Do it the right way, and it will make life smoother for everybody. Take your time, look out for your countrymen, and we'll all be better for it. Let's talk some more sports when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Wait, you're damn turning in line. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. The text message line is open as well. 71307 is the text line number. 71307, start your text with Fan FAN.
So I just want to say thanks to Corn Chip. I know that we're being overrun by an FM signal right now, but at least it's Freebird. I mean, if it's going to be something, might as well be Freebird, I guess.
Banger. Hey, if you can hear us on the radio, welcome back. If you can't, doesn't matter what I say, you can't hear me.
Yeah, I mean, that's I had to have a conversation with someone many years ago who was getting mad. If you can hear me, it's like, dude, they can't hear you. They just said we're off the air. But, I mean, this was before streaming and stuff. And it's like, yeah.
If you happen to know somebody who knows somebody, if you happen to know somebody who is a fan of the show, and is texting you going, yo, where's Rob Brown at this morning? Do me a favor, direct them to the stream, will you? Send them on over to the stream. Available at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, or The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch.
They ain't looking for you. They're looking for me. You can tell them that I'm here.
Look for Lonzo.
I mean fine. Rob's here, too.
That's also true.
I mean, after he took a week and a half off, and then he just decides to show up today.
I was busy.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you. I was busy. I'm married now. We've been married.
How's that feel, by the way? Because we really haven't talked about it. I mean, you talked about it a little bit. Is there a difference?
No.
I mean,
no, we've lived together like 2.5 years.
I was going to say, that's why.
Yeah. I almost, the only thing is.
I was looking to see if you switched the ring. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Look at this one. The brown ones are T-Rex fossil and the silver ones are meteorite.
Sweet.
Isn't that great? I don't know if it's going to show up on the stream, but yeah, it's pretty great. The only thing is I have one more thing that I've added to my morning routine, which is grab the ring on the way out the door. Don't be that guy.
Wait, you don't sleep with the ring on?
No, God, no. Here's the, you know what the biggest problem is? I ordered the ring.
Don't be acting like that's weird.
No. Turns out the second half of that sentence. The weird thing is that I ordered this ring about 30 pounds ago, so it's like a size and a half too big.
You know, I've had that experience because when, believe it or not, I lost a lot of weight at one point, which I haven't, you know, I found it again in the middle of a show with Greg McKinney back in the day. I just got up and walked out and they had no idea why I walked out. I lost so much weight. I washed my hands. My ring came off when I dried my hands and I went in and went through the trash in the bathroom to find my ring.
Here's my horror story. It's right in line with yours. I got married. I put the ring on. We went to the reception, had a lovely reception. And about 3 hours into the 4-hour reception, the photographer, a lovely young lady named Mariah, spectacular individual, loved her to death.
Wait, people were actually named Mariah?
With an O. Okay. Mariah.
Okay.
So Mariah, she walks up to my beautiful blushing bride, and she says, hey, if you guys will jump in the pool in your suit and dress and let me get pictures of it, I will give you a free 1-year anniversary photography shoot. Full shoot. Full details. Like, full deal. Which, I have come to learn, ain't cheap. And the wife said, because we got married on the beach, and my dress is ruined already, who cares? Let's do this. Which means, we're doing this, right?
Wait. So you jumped in that suit that you're so proud of, the custom tailored suit.
Not the jacket, but the pants and the shirt, yes.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, they got dry cleaned immediately.
Well, chlorine messed that?
No, saltwater pool. We were good. Okay. If it had been chlorine, right, I'd have been like, yeah, I'll do it, but I'm going up to change into pants that look like these first. Jumped in, made it. And once we jumped in, we were the first ones in. Once we were in, it turned into a pool party. All right, like half the people there were like, screw it, bride and groom are in, let's go. Turn it into a pool party. Well, having the time of my life, the frat bros have jumped in, a bunch of the band is showing, like everybody's in the pool, we're all hanging out. We're in there about 5 minutes before I reach over to high five, because I'm a high fiver. What a high five? Ring's gone, dude.
At least you're not hugging in the pool.
He hugged a lot, too. I'm a hugger, too.
You're a pool hugger?
Hug life. Oh, yeah, hug life.
You can be a pool hugger, man.
Hug life. Don't make things weird. Bros hug, all right? Brothers hug.
Not in the pool, they don't.
Brothers hug. Yeah, they do. So, I realize as I go to high-five one of my fraternity brothers, I've had this ring on 4 hours. It's gone. It's gone. Vamanos. Adios. No way. I'm like, oh, no. Well, one of my buddies is a search and rescue diver. Down in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Are you serious?
Swear to you. So my buddy Mark, search and rescue diver, I'm like, hey, come here. And he's like, is everything okay? Like, you can see him click into cop mode, right? He's like, is everything all right? And I go, my ring's missing. And he goes, I'm on it. This dude is like head underwater and he's gone. He's gone. And then out of nowhere, he pops up from the center of the pool like Gollum from the lava, holding it like this, right? In the air above his head, and he comes up, and as he comes above the water, he's just, Aah! I'm like, did you find it? And he's holding it as if it is like the one ring to rule them all, which in that moment it was.
Why not be discreet and not
let people... Oh, no. He was... And don't get me wrong. I was too. He was really fast. There's 35, 40 people in this pool. You can't see, like, this would have been the spot to be like,
everyone out of the water. I need the water to stop moving.
Nope, can't do that. Too many people. But, no microphone. But
why announce that he found something you lost, which is pointing out that you lost it?
I didn't care.
It's amazing that he did all that.
Oh, he found it. Underwater. Dude's gone. He is underwater for like, when I say he doesn't come up for like 2 minutes, I'm not exaggerating. Like, dude swept the pool multiple times, comes up with it. I was like, great. I lost the ring in like 4 hours. Now I have already developed the nervous habit of just like tapping it on things to make sure it's still there.
It's a good move.
You know?
It's a good move. So
that would have been great. Anyway, point is, everything was awesome. It was fantastic.
You know what? Eventually, I don't know if you can see.
You got an indentation.
I do.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you've been married for coming up on 31 years.
I got a minute. I will say this. 10 days in, we're not divorced yet. So I feel like everything's going great. Everything's going great. So, but we're glad to be back. Let's see. Brandon, Texas show, said, congrats, brother. Appreciate you, big dog. Texas said, where did you guys go? I'm listening to classic rock right now. Yeah, we're working on that. I'm sure Captain America, Chris Evans down the hall, who has just been having a lovely 3.5 days, 4 days now, is all over it. Let's see.
Has his beard turned any more gray?
I can't imagine.
He's already big time Santa Claus. It's shocking.
Can't imagine he doesn't come in here looking like
John Daly. Yeah.
For sure. Texter said, Rob, I've kind of enjoyed being cut off for the last couple of days. It's been nice not having Wi-Fi or power. Our neighborhood has been quiet and peaceful. Can I tell you last two nights about 7 o'clock, she and I have sat down on the couch. I have not watched football the last two nights. The last two nights, what I've done is I have grabbed the Odyssey app. I have found the football game I've wanted to listen to. I've put it on my phone. I popped in an earbud, and we have sat and read books by candlelight. I am now 2 books into a series on the Revolutionary War I'm reading. That's absolutely spectacular. I went out last night to take the dog out. The neighborhood was silent. There was not a light to be seen. The stars through the clouds were as beautiful as I've ever seen them in the upstate of South Carolina. There was a moment that I'm like, crap, I have to do this now. Now this is a thing. I, like, once a week, I have to shut off all the lights and read a book by candlelight because I enjoy it a lot. I'm just old now. I don't know what you want.
We'll see if you actually do it. I have enjoyed catching up on reading. I think a lot of people don't read. I mean, you got to find something to occupy your time, especially in our case. We couldn't go anywhere.
I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we were trapped. So it's like, okay, here's a book that I bought like a couple months ago and meant to start reading. And then I'm like 150 pages into it going, okay.
That's pretty good.
It's yeah.
Pretty good.
Also, read a bunch of comic books. I mean, reading is not, it's a good thing.
Pretty
people.
Good. Big fan.
Reading is fundamental, according to that thing that played back when I was a kid.
Yeah. Texas said, Rob, you may know ball, but you suck at knowing fruits and veggies. Tomatoes are fruits. They seed from within. So watermelon is a fruit. I did go look up the primary differences between fruits and vegetables, and I'll give you your biology lesson later on in the show.
They seed from within. That sounds like it is part of the... yeah, I know, but it sounds...
It is part of the application, but not necessarily true for either party.
Does that mean xenomorphs or... Because they seed...
No, they make you seed from within, so if a facehugger gets you now, you're a vegetable.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know. Texter said... congrats on the wedding, Rob. Missed the show for sure. LFG Braves, one win and in. Yep, just need one. Just need one of the two today.
Yeah, but Rob already said they're not making it, so there's no sense even
watching. Now, what I said is, I don't know if I care if they make it or not, because they're going to get swept out in the wild card round, so what's it matter? What's it matter? Texas said, Rob, I'm a Falcons fan, and I completely agree with you. The Panthers have done BY wrong. Yeah, I mean, that's it. But again, He also has not gotten better. I do need to see development, even if the development is not being assisted by the Panthers.
He kind of got worse. I'm just saying.
He has gotten worse, but again, you know what the comparison is? I was trying to come up with a comparison, and this is what I've come up with. Lonzo, you and I very frequently, one of the gimmicks we do on the stream, we haven't done it in a while, but one of the gimmicks that we run on the stream, which is where I'm assuming the only place that we can be heard right this very second. One of the gimmicks that you and I have done on the stream for many, many years is whenever like a random Walmart parking lot fight video makes its way on social media, we break that thing down, right?
Always fun. Yeah.
It's always fun. We honestly break it down as if we are watching like a championship caliber MMA match.
I saw one of those last night. I had the phone ready just in case.
Oh, dude, the couple of grocery stores that are open in my hood. Oh, yeah, they're bad. Stop doing that. Stop being that guy. All right. Stop. So, one of the things that we watch is amateur like parking lot fight videos because they're hilarious to me. They're dumb and hilarious. But if you've ever watched them, the one thing that you come to learn, and as somebody who has been in the world of boxing, as worked in the world of boxing for many years, one thing that you will learn is that just fighting does not make you a better fighter. Now, there may be elements that you pick up, right? You may pick up that sticking your chin out real far is a real good way to get the night-night button pushed, all right? Throwing a left jab or not throwing the left jab and just trying to throw all haymakers, real good way to get yourself put to sleep.
Anthony Joshua.
Bingo, right? Bingo. Fighting does not make you a better fighter. If you want to learn to be a better fighter, you must learn to fight. You must develop as a fighter. There may be certain elements of fighting that you might get better at by getting into fights, but you will not become a better fighter like a person who learns to fight. The only way to do that is to go somewhere where people know the science, teach you the art, and then learn that and then apply that. Bryce Young has been thrown into a bunch of Walmart parking lot fights and then is expected to go win heavyweight titles. That's not how it works. And the comparison that I've made is, RIP, Kimbo Slice. Kimbo Slice, you remember Kimbo Slice? Kimbo Slice was this big, gigantic dude who made himself famous, his 15 minutes.
Hiding in the backyard.
Yeah, he would go around and he would just fight regular dudes. He was this big jack guy and he would go around and he would just get into fights with people, just randomly. He would go challenge them and be like, if you beat me, you know, I'll give you $100 or whatever, like stupid stuff. And he became famous for just fight, and he would fight anybody. Like he'd fight stuntmen from action movies and amateur, he'd fight anybody. And he got very famous. And then he got picked up. Was it UFC that picked him up?
Yeah, it was UFC.
Yeah, do you remember what happened to him when he actually started fighting fighters?
It was not good.
He got his ass beat.
He did.
A lot of times. That's Bryce Young. They threw him into a bunch of fights. They said, here's a meth head in a parking lot. Go get in a fight. And he got in that fight. And then they said, go over there. There's a drunk in a bar. Go fight that guy. And then he'd go fight that guy. And then this year started, and they went, great, you're in the UFC Bantamweight Championship. Notice I put him in the Bantamweight. You're welcome. You're in the Bantamweight Championship. Is
he a Bantam? I can't.
I don't know. Whatever the law. Super lightweight. Flyweight. Super flyweight.
I thought he was a little bit heavier than that.
I don't know. Point is, they put him into a championship match this year, and all of you expected, despite the fact that Bryce Young has been training Kimbo Slice style, that is to say, fighting a bunch of drunks in a parking lot for a year.
Oh, you were talking about
half.
Bryce Young. You weren't talking about Kimbo.
Not Kimbo. No, Kimbo was a super heavyweight.
Yeah, okay, all right.
It was the superest of super heavyweights.
That's where I got confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's been Kimbo Slicing, and then this year Canales shows up and you all expecting him to be a championship caliber fighter in an organization. That's not how it works. He's Kimbo Slice.
Okay, I thought he was a bust from the beginning, so I never thought that. I mean, I hoped he would do better, but yeah, so don't put me in that camp.
Okay, I won't put you in that camp. I am going to put you in the camp of labeling the cat a bust before he even straps on a helmet is a bad way to evaluate.
Okay.
All right, it just is.
All right. Well,
so
GED and ball.
GED and ball.
Can I say?
So
I was right though.
That's my comparison.
Did you notice that I said it was right?
I don't know. Ignoring that you're right because we don't know that you're right yet.
Okay. Well,
we don't know
at this moment.
Do you honestly think Bryce Young's gotten a fair chance?
Yes.
No.
I do. I think he's got just as much chance of any. I mean, a number one pick is going to a bad team. That's that's how that works. That's how the draft works. That's supposed to make parity in the NFL.
Do you think that there are bad teams that
Chiefs
are not created?
Chiefs are awesome, by the way.
Some bad teams are worse than other bad teams. This dude is on the worst bad team, and I say this with very slight hesitation. This bad team is the worst team since the 0-16 Detroit Lions. And honestly, I'm not kidding. They might last year.
Still pretty
they
sure
might have been worse than that.
Still pretty sure the Panthers didn't win a game 1 year. I thought under Seifert, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. I don't remember. The point is, this is the worst bad team in at least the last few decades. So no, I don't think he ever got a fair shake, which is why I very much hope. We were talking about him maybe being traded. I hope he goes to Miami and he lights the world on fire. I will come in here and laugh like a friggin' idiot. I mean, I laugh like that every time I laugh, but you get the point. Sports Flash!
The Carolina Panthers were competitive, but ultimately fell to the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday. 34-24, Andy Dalton finished 25 of 40 for 220 yards, a pair of touchdowns, and one interception, while Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow was 22 of 31 for 232 yards, two touchdowns and one pick. Chuba Hubbard ran for 104 yards and a touchdown on 18 carries, while Xavier Leggett scored his first professional touchdown, and then spiked it and ran away. I never understand that. Carolina drops to 1-3 on the season. The Atlanta Falcons won a thrill over the New Orleans Saints yesterday, 26-24, with the 58-yard field goal with 2 seconds left on the clock. The Saints scored a go-ahead touchdown with 1 minute left, leading to a Kirk Cousins drive for the game winner. Tune in Saturday at 12:30 as Furman Paladins take on the Citadel Bulldogs. It's Furman versus Citadel right here on your home for Paladins football, The Fan, Upstate.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.